By the patristic period, we are largely referring to the teachers that emerged in the first 4-5 centuries of Christianity, somehow trusting that they would have been closer to the source and that we could trust their witness and their testimony. It's amazing that when you go back to the fathers of the church, and they were largely men, it seems, at that period, because they were the only ones that got education, we find a version of the Gospels that in many ways is more focused and yet more broad than the church we have now. It's very surprising. So I can see why many patristic scholars have said we've got to return to the sources. So I'd like that to be a regular part of our school, with particular emphasis upon the fathers of the Eastern Church, because we didn't realize it, but Roman Catholics and Protestants didn't pay much attention to the fathers in general, but the Eastern fathers in particular. They have a lot to say about transformation, and a lot that applies to our process today.